get it.
No scene today, man. Scene episode 18.
No scene, just vibes.
It's summertime, shy baby. What's up?
Okay, let's get it. Okay.
You know what this is?
No, but I heard this hella times. It's gonna come to me in a minute, though. Let's go.
It's K Trinata. What's up, y'all? It's 87 degrees outside and liquor is calling me. Let's go.
Summertime CNE. Shy. What's up? Minute on the ones and twos. Let's go. You know I want you, baby. You know I do. I'll give you my heart and the rest is up to you. You ain't no good for me. Hat on with that. I know it's true.
I feel like I look like a DJ for real. Hold on.
Spears.
Since I do it for the thrill.
That's how they be dating.
For the rush. I do it for
like that. Let the crowd do what they do.
Well, I only.
Summertime.
Let's go.
I'm ready to get it on. Alcohol called me and I answered. Liquor just texted me and said, hey, big head, come on. It's that time. Come on. She got work for real. She got feet for real. Percolating on you with. Man, I will smack this motherfucking mic.
Get down on the ground.
Get down on the ground. Yo, welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, man, with your two favorite hosts. It's your boy Shaquille No O'Neal, aka Shaq Diesel. Last name been in, I'm never in it. I'm here with your man, Eric B. No Rakim, aka Uncle Banks. But I ain't talking Phil, baby. It's CNE episode 18. And we Bizzack.
I 100% thought you were going to say the wrong episode.
I'm thorough. I had that magical drink.
Yes, sir.
It got my gears turning. I'm huffing and puffing, low-key. Yeah. Baby, we back.
We're here.
As I mentioned to y'all, or I mentioned to you earlier, bro, in this gym, right, I anticipated myself to, do a little bit of growing.
Yeah.
But I forgot about the legs. On my mama, I put on some pants, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They not supposed to. I don't remember them being this tight, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So moral of the story, I guess I'm getting thick. I don't know.
It's wild as fuck.
I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is I can, in every pair of pants, even my cargos, I get my cargos to fit a little loose.
Motherfuckers fit different now.
My quads are rubbing up against them. So it is what it is. But I'm not big whatsoever. I'm still Slim Jim. I'm still skin bone, but a little bit of tone to it.
Slim Jim Chronicles coming soon.
Yes, sir. I like that.
But you gonna appreciate it in the shorts though.
You
fill out the shorts a little bit more.
I got the Nike joints on right now. I got the Nike woven joints that everybody got with the Nike Air on it. Y'all will see it. Y'all fuck around and see pictures from me. You gonna see this full fit, goddamn. I ain't gonna lie. I've been holding out for a minute now. You dig?
Yeah, man. But we back though, man.
Really though. Yeah. Well, last thing before we get into it on the gym shit. I ain't gonna lie. I've learned it. I've been in the gym for a good 12 weeks consistency, but it's a sloppy 12 weeks, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that the days that you don't want to go, or the worst, if you having a bad day, that's the best time to get in that gym.
Work.
I have the best workouts when I'm like procrastinating about going, or I had a bad day for real. I get in there, lift some, maybe even do like a PR, but either way, I leave out that gym 10 times, feeling 10 times better than what I did when I walked in, prior to walking in.
100.
So I rocks with that a lot. So if you're not in that gym, I suggest you give it a test. I ain't gonna lie.
Get your ass in there, because a lot of times what happens, I don't know how it is with you, but you will say you eat some bullshit. You lunch, bro, you got hungry, you was at work, your ass went to Wingstop, got a 6-piece, 8-piece, whatever, badass nigga, I don't know. You damn, I just ate some chicken. What's the point of going to the gym now? No, still take your ass in there.
Yeah.
You would think, like, once you get in your journey, especially once you start eating healthy, you might be tracking everything you eat, or you might just be relatively eating healthy and you have a quote-unquote bad meal. You like, what's the point of going to the gym? No, still go in there, hit them weights. You'd be surprised. Them fucking wings and fries and give your ass a heavy bench press that day.
It's so crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Go in there no matter what. Moral of the story, go in there no matter what, too. Because sometimes I go in there off 4 hours of sleep in a Capri Sun.
Nah, this is this nigga.
And it is like, what am I in here for? I ain't eat nothing. I ain't been in like game.
Kindergartner. What the fuck?
A Capri Sun and a piece of Lunchable. But hey, you get in there, you move some weight, feel a little better about yourself. Look in that mirror, get the right lighting. It's on. But anywho, man, let's get it going, bro.
Yeah.
That was my own little you dig off.
CNE Podcast is here, man. Let's go. I'm on that. We coming for your favorite podcast.
Oh shit. Man, it's summertime. I got a few things we can start with. We can warm up a little something.
Come on, G. The floor is yours.
All right, bet. So last weekend we go out, right? It's my boy Eric. You hear me? It's Mr. Banks himself. He doing his stuff. This we go to the bar.
The man, the myth.
You know what I'm saying? Half man, half amazing. We go to the bar, a little local spot in the city or whatever. And, everybody know Eric, man. He not just that man on campus. He that man everywhere. So he must have seen a bartender, waitress or whatever. And she recognized him. She, oh, my God, Eric. Eric's like, oh, my God, hey, how you doing? So she was like, she's nice because Eric is a nice guy. And she get him a drink. Cause she's cool like that. She get us all drinks. She get us all a shot. She get himself a drink. And Eric got that. He got his swagger going. He take the drink. He got the shot. He, ooh, I'm the man around here. Da, da, da. So we the homies. We just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? We just, we eating all because bro eating. So it must be time to go. And Eric still got that swagger like, ooh. Motherfucker must have tapped him on his shoulder. He must have turned around. She gave that boy that check. On my mama, all three of us. It was me, Jew, and Trey. We all laughed at his goof ass because we knew what the fuck he thought. But here go the funny part. Bro, look at us and say, "Why y'all laughing?" Cash App me $7. Now here's my thing. I don't want to give him $7 because he thought he was Mr. Mike Lowry.
This nigga's
for real. Then he found out, no, boy, you got to pay for that. Because we didn't ask for the shots. He, yo, get some shots for my man. My boy.
Let me get 5 shots.
And get one for yourself, too. So, bro, I'm talking about some cash at B7. One of the homies did it. But I ain't come through. So, am I wrong for not wanting to give bro that 7 or not? Y'all got to let me know. But I thought that shit was hilarious. That was the time. That was the night right there. The look on his face when we found out he had to pay for something, he get on our head.
You a dumbass, bro. I don't, honestly, I swear to God, though, I don't really know if I was really, I was just vibes. It was just vibes.
Yeah.
No money, just vibes. I got bread. But I was just like, I don't know, bro. I don't really think I was on some, yeah, this shit. Plug, I don't know what the fuck was going on. You an asshole, though.
Nah, bro, your demeanor was showing. The typical Eric demeanor was definitely out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was in that bitch.
He was in that mode. That's all. I ain't even going to try to explain it to y'all. Eric gets in a mode when he get that magical elixir in him. I ain't going to lie.
Y'all niggas are so lame, though. I got the lamest homies in the world.
Best homies you got.
My dog bring me the check. That's my homie. She... Y'all niggas gonna run off like some children laughing and shit. These type of homies I got.
I'm sorry, man.
Pay close attention to the type of homies you got. These motherfuckers is crazy.
Watch out. Look, turn into one of those. Watch for the niggas that be applauding. Yeah. Like, yo,
look,
this.
Watch for the niggas in the background. Like this. Watch for the niggas who don't, you know what I'm saying? You pouring up the shots, you creating the vibes. The nigga that's hitting the back hating. The nigga that wants your spot.
It's the nigga that turn into look, a Kevin look, Gates though. Podcast.
There don't be a nigga that want your spot.
Oh, God. We all in the same spot. So you why would I want yours?
You niggas have fake ops, and I fucking hate it. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. But, yeah, man. I thought I was Big Meech in that joint.
That's what it felt like. It's funny as hell. All right, let's get into something for real. Unless you want to do a little
I really don't.
Let me see. Do you think... Oh, nah. Let's go. What was the hot topic of this week? No, I got it. Forget the hot topic. Do you think you should? So you got homies, right? You also got, you got male homies and you got female homies. Yeah. You have, you know, right? So do you think there is a certain way you should talk to your female homies in comparison to your male homies?
I wouldn't talk. Elaborate more.
All right. So, but you know how we talk to each other. We gonna fry. You know what I'm saying? Your big wide back ass, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? We gonna cook like
I'll
that.
I'll call you a bitch sometimes.
Like the male homies, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like that's how we talk. Do you think it's okay to talk to the female homies like that? Like you think you can get jokes off like that or even run the B word across them?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all.
No. You think it's that crazy? Let me run directly at this.
Go ahead.
This nigga Shaq.
You got them
in it. I'm going right here. So it's like real and raw. This nigga Shaq. What the fuck did this nigga say to me? Yo, let me stop saying that word. Shaq said some wild shit. Shaq be frying his girl homies. Like
I do.
On their head. You must have said something. Long story short, he made a joke calling one of these girls fat, big boned or some
whoa,
shit.
Whoa.
You said some shit like that. What'd you say?
I said she had a wide back.
Now tell the whole joke.
That was the joke. It was in a group chat, and they like to mess with me. I be in there chilling. I be crazy. They like to mess with me. I got on all of them. I'm your big long chin, scream face looking ass. Yo, big Bertha wide back having ass. I'm cooking down the line. You, your Whoopi Goldberg looking. Yeah. I'm getting it on.
You can't do that, bro.
So he telling me I can't do that.
No, you can't.
But the way I don't discriminate with my homies, it's like, if you the homie, you the homie. Like, if you one of my female homies, let's say we talking or we might be on FaceTime and you, I don't know, you changing or something. I'd be like, bro, call me when you done. That's gay. I'm not finna be on the phone. Like, I'm one of
wait,
those.
Wait, if it's me and you on the phone, you talking about a girl, what you talking about?
Like, if it's a girl, like, she do something like that, like something where it's just like crossing that line.
Okay, bet.
I'm like, yo, watch out.
Yeah.
Because this is not that. Like, that's how I treat my female homies. I treat them like the homies.
It's very real.
But bro is saying that I got to be a little delicate with them. And I'm not mad at it per se, but I'm just saying it's weird because now you not the homies no more. If I can't fry you like the homies, then you not the homies no more. I got to tiptoe. I gotta walk on eggshells around you.
You just can't crack that joke on a woman. I feel it though. Yo take is real because it is like if we actually homies, you know what I'm saying? You the guys.
Yeah.
But they're not the guys though, even though they're homies. Now, in my opinion.
They're the guys, but with a little.
Nah, you gotta watch it. They
split.
They especially not with the not on some insecure shit, but they women, so you can't. Oh my God, you just called me fat.
I get
they. I'm insecure. My head long. They. Mm. That's crazy. Mm. I feel like it was something else you said that like inspired this. I don't know. Back when you first told me something happened in the group chat, I don't know.
I don't know, but it stemmed from.
But so what y'all think? How close, ladies, fellas? What y'all think?
Yeah, ladies, do you think your male homie should talk to you like you one of the guys? Or treat you with a little bit of delicacy. I don't know. Some form of delicacy to it. But y'all still the homies, though.
Mm. You got to read the room a little bit, bro. I don't know. I guess. Long as hell. Now she mad as fuck. You done insulted this woman. That's your homie. But nah. But they get their jokes off and then they can't take it when you...
That's it. See? Back. See? And my jokes need to be... Because women, y'all know how y'all joke. Y'all know, y'all go straight for the gut. Y'all go some crazy, like what he say? That's why you was pissing in the bed when you was... Like, they go for them type of jokes. Like, they go straight for the jugular. Me, I'm doing something that's completely like, if your back wide, you can change that. Like,
nah, you can't do that. No. You can't tell this woman it ain't back wide, bro.
It ain't personal, though. That ain't a personal attack, though. This, the way women joke, it be personal. They be trying to...
Yeah.
They be trying to kill you.
Nah, hell nah.
But I stay on my 10.
That crazy.
And none of the homies in the chat be helping me either. I'd be like, y'all watching me fend for my life.
Yeah, they like, nah, you can't you can't do that. Cello be doing that shit too. Cello, you scaring the hoes. Cello used to be frying the fuck out of women. We were like, bro, stop doing that shit, bro. You can't fry them like you talking to us, folks. It don't work. Hell no. Nah. You done turned these hoes right off. Not hoes. You done turned these.
Oh, shit.
Well, just on the
line. Hey, that went clean over my head.
Yeah.
But y'all know how it is. You know the saying.
God you damn. Ain't the hoes, but you the hoes. It ain't you. Mm. I'm just playing.
Mm.
But yeah, nah, you can't do that. That's funny, though. That's a good conversation of boundaries between.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like my boundaries is based on respect. Like with my friends, we can whatever, but just don't get disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the respect line is very. It's very hard to reach. It's not very close. I'm not an insecure person. I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
100.
You can get a joke off on my family if it's good. Like, yeah. I'm not one of those. Like, as long as it's not disrespectful. Yeah. That's what mine is.
Yeah.
But shit, yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll tone it down for the lady, my lady homies. I guess. If they even care.
That's why so on the ends of frying, unless you finna go somewhere else, but like, you heard the piece of how frying low key really does stem insecure, like, really hurt people a lot. Men, yeah. With them amongst men, of how like we joke on each other so much, but niggas is actually really touched by that shit.
Yeah.
And we low key, but that's a real issue.
Uh-huh.
It's a real issue. I think a lot of people. Mask it, right, and act like, oh, it's just jokes, but no, motherfuckers be really insecure as hell over these jokes. You done told a motherfucker his head shaped like a, you know what I'm saying, and this motherfucker really walking around like you learn the joke back, but dudes be really touched and insecure over them jokes. That's a real issue in our community, no
and
bullshit.
And then grow up in that insecurity, like, you talked about it when he was like in eighth grade, but now he's 22.
Yeah.
And still got the same insecurity. My head is still shaped like this, or my clothes fit like whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? Now he buying certain clothes that fit a certain way. I mean, he can't run away from his head shape. But
yeah.
Like, y'all get what I'm saying though. He's growing up in those insecurities and it really don't come out. Mm-hmm. And then it's like you can't, as a man, you can't come up to your homie and be like, hey bro, you hurt my feelings. Well, I won't say you can't, but it's not common for one of the homies to just out of nowhere be like, hey, bro, when you cracked that joke back when we was 12, that shit really fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
That really messed me up. I'm trying to censor that a little bit.
Yeah.
But so it's like he just harboring in that insecurity, that feeling of whatever we y'all gave him at the lunch table, but it was all out of fun and jokes, mm-hmm. though. That's another thing. It's out of fun and jokes. So it's like, if I take this joke serious, they see me sweat over a joke, then what they gonna think of me?
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to have a group of men or a group of men that you respect or a group of men that you call your peers, the last thing you want them to do is look at you as inferior. Lose, like, some type of respect from you in that way.
Yeah.
And look at you as, like, a... not trying to say the B word, but...
But less than.
Less than, yeah, like, yeah.
100%. Yeah. And that's a lot of dudes listening to this right now. Oh, y'all just being soft, bro. Just jokes. Nah. Some of y'all, if somebody listening to this, like, hell yeah, that shit low-key be getting on my nerves. At the very least, you thinking, like, that shit gets on my nerves or it's lame. But now, some of y'all also are very insecure with it, and it just don't stop. We just kind of learn to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it'd be lame. I've just never liked the jokes that are, like, too personal. I've never done.
That's what I'm saying.
These are the unwritten rules to frying. Wherever you from, Bacon, Joan, and Flame, and niggas say all types of shit.
Right.
Cracking. I heard gunning. We low-key change what we say up here all the time.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure it's not even called frying, though. I feel like the new kids, like the new they don't even call it frying.
I'm finna get on your ass.
I'm finna get on you. That's it.
Yeah. But you don't, to me, I've always hated the.
My fault.
You good?
Go ahead.
I've always hated the, do you live in a, your people, your mama driver, all that's corny. All them is corny. You get at somebody like financial or they living situation or like you can't afford a, or maybe even sometimes a nigga could have some fucked up teeth and I'll really spare your teeth because I know that's real. You gonna feel that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just me being real. You got some dudes that don't give a damn. Almost like a comedian, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing off limits, but. But nah, that's really corny. I'm really hitting you with all the, you look like a, you know what I'm saying, dress like a, built like a, some of that could be touchy too. But that's like, against, that was like better than the, your personal shit. Don't bring up what his mama make, what his mama drive.
Oh God.
But yo,
that's OD.
Your people, yo, you know what I'm saying, that's lame as hell. I've always hated. You tell, when a nigga do that shit, that's a cornball. That's how you spot a cornball, ladies. No bullshit.
Men too. That's how you spot a lame. Like more men specifically. Women, y'all know how y'all joke. Y'all are catty. Y'all go for the kill like that. Y'all don't joke for real. But men for sure. That's how you spot a lame. That's how you spot a cornball. If he gonna go for the jugular, bro. If I said your shoes is flat, why is you talking about how last week I couldn't afford to pay my car?
Yeah,
why are you saying that?
I had to get this nigga some money. He just, bro, what the fuck?
Right, like nigga, you did get. Now, when we get the moving furniture around this bitch, then I'm wrong, huh? Now I'm insecure. Niggas, man, watch out.
Niggas ain't real, bro. I'm quick to do some. I'm on the other side. I'm on some real shit. Shaq could be in the. We could be somewhere. One of the guys could be talking to a girl. I'm bro. I'm gonna pay you back that 200 you gave me tomorrow. But
hey, Eric is. I'm provoked.
I'm gonna just come. I'm gonna come drop one of them off. Niggas ain't real.
He really do that. And you gotta, and if you not on point with your game, you gonna look crazy. You gonna be like, what you talking about? But what you supposed to do is like, nah, bro, it ain't nothing, bro. You keep that 200. You need, man, just let me know you need something else.
Yeah, you gotta be smooth with that shit.
And then you get a goofball Jamal girl. Mm-hmm. She gonna fall for it. You know, Eric is crazy.
Yeah.
What we got?
Let me share. I don't know where this will go or not go, but let me share. I feel like it'll be cool to share my incident I had with the coincidence about how I saw that fucking ant. Remember me tell you that shit?
An ant.
This is a random story time.
Go ahead.
All right, random story time, y'all. So, and I wish I had somewhere to go with this exactly, but I don't know, but maybe we'll work it out here now. But
you're talking about ant like the bug.
Yes.
Okay.
You remember when I told you that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so. So listen, y'all, I'm sitting in my room and literally on my phone, scrolling on my phone, bro, and a podcast is playing, but I'm not really listening to it. It's just kind of going. Like, I'm hearing it, but I'm not. I'm on my phone, really not really giving a fuck. The the context of the conversation on the podcast, two guys, one guy tells the other, I don't even know what was the context of the story they were talking about exactly, but he told him, like, what if I, he said, one guy said to the other, what if I told you there's an ant in this room that they're in, and I need you to find this ant. It's anywhere in the room. That motherfucker could be in the corner somewhere, in the ceiling, whatever, but he was telling him, basically, the odds are very low of you finding this ant. Like, it's damn near close to impossible. I don't even know what happened previous to that conversation. I really wasn't listening, but I heard that part, and I'm on my phone, and I'm like, what the hell? And so I let it go. And then just randomly, like, 10 minutes later, bro, I have to go to my car. And so I leave out the crib, literally open the door, and very unnatural. I'm not leaving the house thinking about what was said on this podcast. I'm not thinking about no ants, no nothing. This shit was like 10 minutes prior. I'm just leaving out the crib. When I tell you, I opened the door and I just so happened to just like kind of have my head down type. And my eyes, the first thing my eyes go to is the biggest fucking ant I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Eric, what do you want me to do with this information?
Is that a coincidence? Listen, this nigga is so
lame. I'm listening. You was listening to the pod. 10 minutes later, you go to the car. You go outside where there's ants galore.
No, don't do that, Shaq. There's not ants galore. And it's late at night, too. Maybe that helps in context, too.
Now, see, that's detail.
Okay, so.
No, that's crazy.
It's night, y'all. It's like, I think, matter of fact, I was going over to Chipotle. That's what the fuck I was doing. Trying to get there before 10, before that bitch closed type shit. Like 9, 8:39 or something. But bro, it was a huge ant. It wasn't you don't just go out your crib and boom, ant, nigga. My eyes went right to this ant.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like, for whatever reason, like you might walk out and just see something, but an ant,
at night?
And I can't see, bro. You know, my vision is ass.
Yeah, that's true.
So I walk out the crib and this beetle-sized ant is sitting here like, nigga, see me. It was like folks pulled up like.
He talking about, nigga, see me. Go ahead.
I don't know what I got from that, but that I don't know what the message is. I need to go back to that podcast and maybe connect the dots, but I don't think that's no coincidence. Me and Shaq are at the bar last night prior to we going out. Shaq went over the crib earlier. Shaq said, you get turned off when a girl got an ugly ass name. I'm like, hell yeah. Like Mary Lou, Annie Mae, grandma ass woman, I don't want you. Just off your name. Shaq said, we talk about old names. Shaq says, like the name, or I said like the name Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some old nigga shit. Yeah. Me and Shaq go to the bar last night. Hello, Caucasian colored people in the bar. Mm-hmm. So it's not that many black faces. Shaq sees a familiar black face, shake this man's hand. Shaq says, you would never guess what this nigga's name is. I say, what? He say, Melvin. I say, what the fuck?
Got a good laugh in. One of them laughs where you got to run away from each other.
One of them joints. What the fuck? Split.
Hey, Eric was tweaking. See, now you on just a Twilight Zone kind of move right now.
I don't know what I'm telling y'all, but
y'all finna go see an ant and y'all finna go see a Melvin. Just like that.
Because what is that?
A young Melvin on top of it. Not an old, a 45 and up Melvin. A 22 and down.
What is that? Is that a coincidence? I think not. I don't know what it is. I'm not on no overly hippie shit. I don't know.
It's manifestation.
And that's what I was thinking, too. You could say that, but at the same time, no.
Yes. Manifestation works like that. You speak it well enough and believe
it. Come on, man. Weird-ass dude.
And the higher powers that be. The universe be listening.
We didn't speak nothing into making this black dude come to this bar.
Dog, if you speak something and think on it hard enough, long enough.
Fuck out of here. That's it. Done data.
Boom.
The boss. Nah, you can. Yeah, but that's just weird, bro. I don't know. How many of y'all, what y'all think? Y'all believe in coincidences or not? Like,
Now, I would say the Ant thing, I think that was like a...
It's not a coincidence.
No, I think it was like a mind trick thing. It's like you never notice something until you notice it. So, like, subconsciously, that ant was in the back of your brain, and you just spotted it. But the fact that you spotted it at night, that eliminates the coincidentiality of the situation.
I could see why you would say that, but then it's also the fact that I'm telling you, bro, this was the biggest fucking ant I've ever seen in my life. That's the part where it's like, I'm telling you, I've never seen a bigger ant than that ant in my entire life.
And he really can't see. Like, Eric is not... he's a squinter.
Yeah.
Like, at night, during the day, he's going to squint
I can't fucking
extra 10 yards on whatever he's trying to see.
100%.
So, for him to see that ant at night without squinting.
100%. I'm the guy you would see me and you would think, damn, what the fuck Eric mad about? I can't see you.
He's just trying to see.
I'm literally in this bitch like this. I could be on my phone. And I'm in this bitch like... Motherfucker, think, hey, what the fuck is you frowning at? And then oh shit, what's up, bro?
Yeah,
I can't fucking see. No bullshit. But I don't know, bro. I don't think that's no coincidence. I don't know. I'm not the person that thinks like there's absolutely no such thing as a coincidence. But certain things like that, I don't think so. I low-key hate people who think everything happened for a reason. Gets on my nerves too, though.
Everything, like that Melvin and Ant situation. There is no reason for that.
You know what I'm saying?
That you can.
But people think that, oh shit, it wasn't meant to be. I guess this was meant for a reason. Now you can get a lesson out of it, motherfucker. But this was not a. I hate when people say that.
This wasn't planned.
He came to teach me this. This was sent to me to do this. That's not true. You saying that to get by, and like cope with your life and like move on with your life, and that's great. But that's not. It's not a. Everything you do is not for. People will think. Oh shit! I was supposed to leave my lunch on purpose because it's pizza in the lunchroom.
No,
it wasn't. I hate when motherfuckers do shit like that. It's pizza going. That shit was gonna be here either way.
Right.
It's lucky that you didn't do that.
You better like people who go through stuff like that. Like let's say with people, like he's like, well, this person came out like to teach me this. You better off saying that. It's not like. Like, that's the reason why they were there.
100.
Like, I mean, if you... Yeah, no. You better off saying, this is what I learned dealing with this person or being in this situation.
100.
Because now you just sound crazy on the low. Like, even if you want to take it to a religious level, whoever you believe in, I don't think they brought that person in your life just to do that to you. That's how things went down.
100.
And that's the lesson you took from it. But to say that was a sole purpose.
I mean, but don't get me wrong, though. I mean, not to get, like, overly spiritual, but there's definitely times where that things happen in my life and I'm like, God is testing me. There's moments where I feel Word. That. There's moments where it could be some sort of temptation of any kind. Like, it could be me being disciplined with the gym and my eating habits. And it can be, these things kind of still happen routinely, like, but... It can be the times where I say, I'm finna lock in today. I'm not finna let shit distract me. The homies call me. I'm not going out. Whatever, whatever. And then, boom. I can say, I ain't got time for these hoes.
Would you stop calling them that?
I'm just saying it for jokes.
You can't joke with the ladies like that.
All right. Eric. Sorry, y'all. I love y'all. I could say, I don't got time for these women. Let me actually really stop doing that.
We just went through this. Yeah. I can't get my jokes off. You definitely can't call them hoes.
But you calling them fat, I never call a hoe a fat.
I never call a hoe a fat bitch. No?
I'm just playing.
Nigga crazy.
And look, there's somebody that's going to be like, oh my God, I was on purpose. I hate people, bro. I hate people. Look at you. You got the nerves. Let me tell you, before I move on, if you can't pick up sarcasm, you're stupid. I think so. The direct sarcasm. Like that. I think sarcasm you're a stupid person, bro.
Sarcasm is the worst form of joking, period.
I agree.
Maybe because I'm a literal person. You say something sarcastic to me, I'm going to take it serious. Like, not like a crazy serious, but it's like, sarcasm and me don't get along, like, at all.
Because you fucking...
But I get it, though. Like, it's just not funny to me. Like, sarcasm's not funny.
Shaq is a robot. But I get you, though. I actually hate some sarcasm. I'm talking about some people don't deliver sarcasm well.
Mm-hmm.
in that scenario, I'm literally trying to do it. Almost like the in Hustle and Flow. That's kind of where I got it from. When he was like, you know, the scene I'm talking about, where this nigga said, what'd he say? He was with his guys, the pimp from Hustle and Flow, Terrence Howard. He said something. One of his homies said, man, that bitch tripping. He said, hey, man, don't call no hoe no bitch, man.
Oh, shit. I didn't
anyway, I'm y'all know, like, I'm saying that to be funny. Yeah. I think if you don't catch that, you're stupid. Yeah, or that, if it's direct sarcasm, the tone you use. Oh, really? Wow. Mm. If your ass is like, man, why you fucking stupid. I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't think you do it like that.
No, I'm not.
You a literal muff. You is a, Shaq is a robot, but I don't think you, but I think about, man, stop touching shit, bro.
What he thought.
But I don't think you would do it with that. Anyway, what the fuck was I saying before that, bro? We doing on tangent.
I don't know, but we could jump into another one if you want. I forgot where it started and where it was going. It started with the ants and coincidences and Melvins and people in your life coming in, but not really that reason.
I think I was just saying how God be testing me.
Yeah, that was one. That was also another thing we went off on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can feel that directly. And it's like, this ain't no coincidence. This is a test from the Lord. Or it's literally the devil trying to tempt me. It's not to go too spiritual. I think I can recognize those two sometimes. And then sometimes it doesn't feel like either one of them. It feels like, I don't know. Sometimes it's a coincidence. Sometimes it's coincidence. But like the other shit, some of y'all, yeah, man, I be thinking about nachos, and next thing I know, nacho ad on my phone. That's
coincidental. If it's a thought, it's no. I don't know. It could be a manifestation.
Siri is on your ass. That's what that is.
every hour on the hour, listening,
peeping that shit. He said Yeezys. You got Yeezys all over your Facebook. You on Facebook and you just scrolling past Yeezys.
I must get into another one, man.
Come on.
I got one that I had seen. It says, should friends of the opposite sex hang out alone with your significant other? So, if your significant other has a friend that is a male, should they be hanging out alone?
My significant other? Mm-hmm. Should they? You could say no, or it's debatable, but I will say...
And let's assume that they're heterosexual.
Hanging out alone. Mm-hmm.
Just to add to the pot.
Unless there's some type of, like, special reason. No. Like, not special reason, but, like, I'm on the way over, and if I don't know, if we meeting at my lady house, my lady's mama's house or some shit like that, and I'm like, and we come, me and you coming from different ways, and you get there first, Shaq, you sitting there chilling with my girl, some shit like that. I don't know, something coincidental like that, but not you and my girl decide to go get some lunch because y'all hungry. The fuck type of shit is this? I'm not going to say should, but like, so not should, but at the same time, on the same sense of that, I can say I don't think it's like, I'm not on a you can't have no male friends type guy, though.
I am one of those. If y'all not sandbox buddies, that might be a little crazy too, because Q and what's her name was sandbox buddies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look how that turned out.
100.
Beat it. Nah, I'm one of those for sure. Like, it depends on how long the relationship has been going on. And like, I'm super keen because y'all are so good for just missing certain cues, like certain signals.
Yeah.
And like, I will, man, you could tell me that you met this guy at work and he's really nice and blah, blah, blah. And in a quick second, I'll be like, he's trying to have sex with you. And you'd be like, what the hell? All he did was say hello to me at my desk. And I'm like, look, like, they're good at missing them type of signals. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, yeah, no, ain't no, we cool on the male friends. Like, if it's long enough, if yo, If your mama and your auntie and them know him like that, and they've known him since he was Lil Durrell, Lil Donnell, cool. Low, I'm kind of cool. But 100. As far as like making new ones, like a work friend, like yeah. I'm going to let you know right now, he yeah. is waiting on me to mess up.
100.
So I'm all for no to the male friends in a sense. But as far as like that situation, like yeah. being able to hang out alone,
yeah.
my question is why? Like why are y'all going out to lunch just you and him? Is he finna spit how he's having girl problems and you finna give him advice?
Yeah.
Or are you about to come to him about how I'm pissing you off?
Yeah.
And he's gonna give you another perspective that you trust from a male's perspective? What, like, what's, why, what are we doing this for?
Yeah.
And that's not no insecurity. That's out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Because that's, I'm just trying to get a level of understanding. Like, that's my thing. I want to get a full level of understanding of that dynamic. Then I'll be able to either sit back and relax or always be on the edge of my seat when it comes down to you two.
Yeah.
Because we know when somebody's scheming.
Yeah.
We know when somebody is sitting in the tub just waiting. Because
mm-hmm.
some dudes are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma just wait on this one until, and whole time she ain't thinking none of them.
Yeah.
But hey, wow.
Not fucking with that.
Just give me I feel like, see, I hate when I have these like opinions because I feel like I don't know, some type of dictator, and I'm not. Like if you know me, I'm super mellow and nonchalant. Like it's almost to a detriment.
Get on
myself.
Your Hitler shit. Do that.
But
yeah, real Hitler type man's
man,
right here.
Watch out.
He try to act like he really care about what y'all opinions. Nah, he's Hitler. He don't care about none of that. What Shaq says goes. Nah, I'm just playing.
Bro.
On the basis of that, though, I still feel like it is. You got to set boundaries. That's the
word.
Thing.
Yeah.
I think you got to set boundaries. And we say that. And I think everybody knows that. But people don't do it. I think, let's flip it from like hanging out with friends, because we can say with that you gotta create boundaries. If I have a girlfriend, like a friend that's a girl, and I have a woman, mm-hmm. I'll bring my woman up unprovoked. You know what I'm saying? She'll be around. They gonna have a cis relationship, even if it's not as close as me and Sayana. Mm-hmm. That's like my sister. A girl can't. Me and Sayana don't talk that much, but she might FaceTime me or something. I'm just using her as an example. My girl, like, I will directly, hey, Sayana, this is, like, ain't nothing weird going on over here. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But let's flip it. Friends with your exes. I'm gonna go there. Because I feel like that's, a lot of people, we don't got to go there for too long, but, like.
Yeah, we got a few on the camera. Got, like, five.
Okay, well, just off of that though, some people don't like that shit.
And I fully
some people
understand.
Are you can't be friends with your exes at all. Why are you still talking to your ex? Why are you in contact with your ex?
I am a so here's my thing. How did y'all go about becoming exes? I'm all like with me to those of you who have bad blood with y'all exes, it's because one or two things. Y'all actually went through something that really tore y'all apart, and there's no amending it, or y'all just don't know how to perform good closure.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up with somebody, you have to be well at just finding closure with somebody and then just moving on from just that. So for those of you who have bad blood, you just only did one, you only could do one of the two, or you didn't do one of the two, whatever the case, whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's just how did y'all perform y'all closure to the point where y'all are still cool? Because sometimes it just is wrong person, wrong time. Or right person, wrong time. And then y'all accept that and then y'all move on. You see the key factor there? Move on. Y'all move on. So it's like if y'all are past whatever flame y'all had, I'm all right. I'm not finna flip. But if y'all not, if y'all didn't close that door fully and y'all left a crack open,
yeah.
Nah, hell no.
Even, I think
there's no reason for you to be exes with your or friends with your exes.
You gotta,
if that's the case.
You gotta fully close that door, then you also need to the same thing, you need to set boundaries. This is my man. You gotta I think in my mind, a lot of times when you're not okay with your person talking to the ex, is because you don't feel that secure. You got to build that secureness.
True.
You need to be posting this motherfucker. You need to be letting them know. They need to be around.
Reassurance is super you need to key.
Reassure them. And then I think if all that's in order and you on some, you should never have a conversation with your ex, now you're being insecure. You shouldn't be kicking it all the time, but like, overall, fuck my exes, but like, straight up. But I could use my ex Sydney as an example. That's my dog. Like, real nigga. Sydney almost somebody who, and I can even openly talk about it because it's such a platonic relationship now. We straight friends. Like, she's somebody who really even lets me see what real love is, just because outside of our some romantic shit, like, we not getting back together. That's not, we on two separate earths. But like, she, Sydney could call me right now and say, "Yo, Eric, I just did crack last night."
All
right. Listen.
Uh-huh.
And my response is going to be, "Who the fuck brought crack around you?"
Right.
Not, "You fucking idiot. Why would you?"
Yeah.
That's when you know you really care about a motherfucker. On a friend, even though we used to be romantic, a straight friend level. And like, at her as an example, I get a girlfriend, Sid, it's my lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would be on that type of time. So you create that type of boundary with a person, they'll be secure with that idea.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And if you, bro, most of the time when you make a statement like, "I have an ex that's my friend," or I'm a friend with my ex.
Yeah.
The way that the other person's imagination just races with all types of just false narratives or whatever. Is so basically, solely that statement provokes them to create their own world of just BS. Mm-hmm. So it's upon you to really like no, let's really pull the curtain back and look at the real situation here.
Yeah.
And let you know that this is what's going on and you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then even once you do that, you have to actually act on it too. Once you say that, you got to act on it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it depends. To me, it just depends on how the situation went. As long as there's complete closure, cool. Y'all can be friends and bet. Y'all go about y'all life, but y'all, you know, not together. Wow. You with me and he's with whoever and whatever. But wow. Anyway, let's wrap it there, man, before we lose it on the camera. Hey, happy Pride Month. It is June. Happy Pride Month. I got y'all some balloons because y'all gay and stuff.
But he got some rooms because y'all gay and stuff. These got different colors in it because you know you're gay.
I got y'all some gummy bears because y'all gay. No. What if they get mad at us? Oh, that's going
to
hurt.
Don't do that. Shout out to all the gay people.
That's like when we cross that. Shout out to all the pairs.
Shout out to all the pairs.
Shout out to all the gays. Come on, man. We playing too much. Now, for real, though, happy Pride Month to everyone who celebrates it, whether you are in the LGBTQIA community. I know the plus community, they always adding letters. The alphabet boys. Happy Pride Month to everybody who is in the community.
100.
We love y'all. We love y'all support if y'all aren't supporting us. But let's go ahead. Let me see what we got. Subscribe to the YouTube if you not subscribed. If you like the video, like the video. If you like the dialogue, like the video. If you got something to say, leave a comment. And share it to your friends and family, dog.
100.
Audio, we finna get y'all the sleepers, YouTube watchers. Go to the audio, skip to the end if you have to, and get to the sleepers because we about to get y'all some sleepers.
Wow, CNE, baby. Sometimes you, sometimes it's me, but it's always us.
Come on, CNE.
1-2-1-2, you know what I'm saying?
We gone. Cut this. I do it for the down, for the rush. I do it for the hay. Don't get left. I'm going to play y'all something from, I just discovered this song on TikTok. TikTok be putting me on the songs. I love when they put me on the songs that actually exist. Because sometimes, how TikTok be, you'll find a song.
I'm going to put some AI for y'all. I don't give a damn.
And this man crazy. Anyway, it's hot outside. Ladies, if you're not doing what he's supposed to do or treating you right, it's hot.
Be outside, baby. You ain't been a little hot girl in a while. He only make you smile, baby. Your friends telling you to cut them loose right now. Then your heart hurts for a while. Now look at you back in style. Cause you deserve it, girl. He should be nervous, girl. Because you're perfect, girl.
Back outside.
With your friends from the wrong the streets. Might as well come home to me. Cause the streets belong to me. That is gonna be out to Marley. That nigga today. It won't be with him no more, girl. I can see it all of your face. I want but into your business, girl. I know that's not my place. But we don't even make you happy. Better leave that nigga today. Ayy. That is gonna be out to Marley. That nigga today. It won't be with him no more, girl. I can see it all of your face. I want but into your business, girl. I know that's not my place. But he don't even make you happy. Better leave that nigga today.
Come through in the see-through thong. I wanna see if you come. Way early before I go down. I promise won't take that long. He tryna make you stay home. But he don't know that's when I slide ASAP. Had you wrapped with my fingers way back. Had you putting on weight like a new way cap. Looking at me like you'd rather be out of the country. I'll get my passport. We ain't got reception, but I got her panties right there on the dashboard. I can't even help it, I tried to go slow, but she begging me please to fast forward. Right there below her little belly, I bet you can tell I'm the reason her back is sore. He got you locked down for no reason, you should be out with your bitch shaking ass. Why won't you change up the sequence, cause it's the season to take out the trash. Oh, I heard that boy been getting weaker, just like a speaker, can't even last. To be honest, don't know how he bagged you. Now you left me, he's sad too. Cause you all at the hideaway hitting. You not the bartender, but I'm steady tipping. Pool party, swimsuit dip. And your face card valid, keep you an image. And you don't even fuck with Bacardi. You 142-19 been hitting. I just let him step in for a minute. But it's finna be hot, so I'm back in the picture.
Was whatever the fuck that was, and now
Lead That Nigga by NMFO.
This is We Kind Done. Pop Can and Drake, let's get it. These the vibes for the summer too.
Yeah. Trouble.
Trouble for the feet.
You know we go.
876 God. 6 God.
Try if you rush me off, try if you brush me off, I see. Bad man likes calling me from unruly, girl, why be? Why be, why be, why be? Disrespect we and shots are gonna be, yeah. They try to say we done, pussy, we can done. We can done, we cannot done, we cannot done. We can done, we cannot done, we cannot done. We can done.
Sharp on me heavy, chain on me neck, can buy a couple Chevy. Jiggle up your body for me, baby. No say your love when me come in at your belly. Yeah, bad man chill like champion and can't lie. Give you something, make you ride it like a motorbike. Yes. Me are the original, me are the prototype. Them think we done with us, I kick it in a overdrive. Money can't run, anyone we pull up is a pandemonium. Yes. Millions are discussing on the forum. DC6 God and have to run up and down.
Trouble foot feet.
Try if you rush me off, try if you brush me off, I see. Bad man likes calling me from unruly, girl, why be? Why be, why be, why be? Disrespect we and shots are gonna be. They try to say we done, pussy, we can done. We can done, we cannot done, we cannot done. We can done, we cannot done, we cannot done. We can done.
Every state, every country. Cute, pretty girl, wanna make a movie. She a tell me she bad and she angry.
God, not the earth. Some of fuck, some hurt angel. Me great granny from every self, go and raise hell. Man, I fight to the end from them ring that bell. And as I make it in a life, them say I swole yourself. Amount of pain me feel, some of my flow can't tell. Bully by friends switch up, me still wish them well. Bully by record break, bully by show get shell. From yourself, we name a great it spell.
Trouble. Try if you rush me off, try if you brush me off, I see. Bad man likes calling me from unruly, girl, why be? Why be, why be, why be? Disrespect we and shots are gonna be. They try to say we done, pussy, we can done. We can done, we cannot done, we cannot done. We can done, we cannot done, we cannot done. We can done.
Sorry, there go the pile, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to get out of here. I
gotta get it.
Eric's gotta go. Like you said, sometimes it's you, sometimes it's me.
Catch me at Chaos Weekend. Pull up. What's up?
It's always gonna be a CNE baby episode 18. We gone.
210s, 220s, 240s.